Deuteronomy Chapter 13. If there arise among you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke unto you, and he says, Let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or the dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God, and fear him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And that prophet, or the dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which the Lord your God commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, who is as your own soul, entices you secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you, nor your fathers. Namely, of the gods of the people who are round about you, near unto you, or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. You shall not yield unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him. But you shall surely kill him, your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones, that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear, and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. If you shall hear in one of your cities, which the Lord your God has given you to dwell there, anyone saying, Certain men, worthless fellows, are gone out from among you, and have drawn away the inhabitants of their city, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Then shall you inquire, and make search, and ask diligently, and, behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain, that such abomination is wrought among you. You shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is in it, and the cattle thereof, with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all the spoil of it into the midst of its street, and shall burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof, unto the Lord your God, and it shall be a heap forever, it shall not be built again. And there shall cleave none of the accursed thing to your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show you mercy, and have compassion upon you, and multiply you, as he has sworn unto your fathers. When you shall hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, to keep all his commandments which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord your God,